Welcome back to the Marketing Podcast, where we discuss marketing science, case studies that reveal successful marketing techniques, and strategic marketing analysis, where we model the data and turn it into financial forecasts so you have predictable revenue. I'm your host, Brandon White, and this is Marketing. Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. Today, we are talking about 9 email marketing metrics that you should be tracking. Number one is your open rate. This is simply how many opens you get for each email campaign that you send out. There are industry metrics that you can look up. One of them that I get every single year is the MailChimp annual report. And they do a great job of summarizing opens, basically all the metrics that you would want to track, and they categorize it by industry, and they break everything out for you so that there's some level of benchmark that you can measure against for your own things. Now, you're going to measure against your own success as well, but it's a great report. I encourage you to get it. They've been coming out with it the last few years, and it's pretty cool. So open rate is simply how many opens you get. The industry average in general, overall, from the last report that I read, was about 23.33%. If you're doing better than that, awesome. If you have a smaller list and you're getting 50% open rates, that in many ways can be better than having a low open rate. In fact, once open rates get really low, you start to run into some real problems, especially with Gmail, who starts to put your message in spam, or they put it in a promotion or an update or somewhere other than the inbox, which is where you want to wind up. So open rates are definitely one of the metrics you are aiming for. I will say one thing here. There's a lot of information out there on the internet that says you need to have a clickbait type title. And I don't know that I would say that you need clickbait type title, but you need something that's attractive. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I encourage you that when that person clicks on that very clickable title that you have, over deliver. Just over deliver. That way, when they do get there, they're impressed and they'll click on your stuff in the future. But if you mismatch, which happens out there a lot, and I'm sure you've had this where you get this email and you absolutely believe that it's worth opening, and then you open it in some BS thing, you're like, I'm not going to open that. So over deliver on the clickbait title that you put in there, and you'll increase your open rates even further. We've been able to do that. That's what I'm always looking to A/B test and come up with great subject lines for our emails. And we're up anywhere between 37 and 42% right now on our open rates. And it's because we really leaned into those emails and we made them valuable. Something that when someone opens, they actually get something out of, not just, hey, here's a new product. Now, if you are an e-commerce company or a product company, the people who subscribe may expect that because they subscribed because you said, hey, we're going to give you update. But if you're sending out any sort of informational email, just over deliver and you're going to really help your open rate. Bounce rate. This is somewhat controllable, but somewhat not because of natural attrition. This is how many emails don't make it to someone's server. Sometimes it's because they change their email address. Sometimes there's a glitch in the relay. Sometimes people in companies have spam filters on there and they may bounce you by mistake. That you can control over time. And in a future episode, we will dive deep into how you can control that. But for now, you want to be measuring your bounce rate. If it's up there, if bounce rate is double digit, there's something wrong for sure. In the low single digits and under one, you're doing pretty well. Click-through rate. So there's two ways that this is sometimes shown. It's click through overall from all the emails that you've sent, and then click through from the people that have opened the email. So I pay attention mostly to the click rate from the people who opened, but the overall click rate is still valuable because you can feed that into your marketing spreadsheet and get a number of opens, predict how many opens are going to, or click-throughs are going to happen based off of open rates, and get some higher, I guess, 30,000 foot view number. So click-through rate. And if you have a, if you're selling a product, it's vitally important to be tracking this, because if they're not clicking, they're not, you're not even having to getting a chance for someone to conversion rate. So that could be all sorts of things. You could, whatever you're trying to measure, are you trying to measure how many sales that you get from an email? Are you trying to measure how many people become interested in a free download that you give? Are you interested in how many people watch a video that you want them to watch, whether it's educational, promotional, or just informational in the sense that for their general education? What is it? So you want to be tracking your conversion rates, and you want to be specific about what conversion rates matter to you. Generally, this will be sales, but like I said, there's plenty of varied spam reporting. So people can report you as spam. Now, this is something that's been going on a long time. Sometimes people think it's funny to enter other people's email. And I sometimes get these notifications that says, hey, confirm your email address. Sometimes they're phishing, meaning they're trying to get me to click something so that I give them information, and some hacker trying to do human engineering. But sometimes it's just funny. My brother signed me up for emails, and then I would report that as spam. So that can happen. More often than not, in today's day and age, I don't think that happens as much. But if you are not getting people to opt in and confirm, or you're just sending random people and adding them to your list, then a high spam rate these days will change everything. It will change deliverability of your thing getting into the inbox, which just has a waterfall effect on your open rate, your click-through rate, your conversion rates, and everything. So you don't want to spam. You want to be sending to people who want to receive. And getting off the spam list is just, it's just really hard. It takes a long time to do that. It's some manual process. If you pay a service, it'd be expensive. It's worth it because you want to stay out of that. Out of the spam folder. So the other thing that you can do to reduce that is if for some reason, somehow people are getting on your list and they may not be aware exactly of, maybe you have another brand, you have another brand name and then mistakenly mark you as spam, then just communicate in that email so they know, hey, you know me from X. You might send an email list had from another product. Telestream as a company just comes to mind because I'm recording this on their ScreenFlow product, and they have multiple products, and they had sent me an email about this other product. I'm like, I don't even know these people. I use ScreenFlow. Well, then I figured out that Telestream owns ScreenFlow and five other products. So just communicate in your emails up front. Most of mistakes that happen and any negative impact that happens in marketing or in your emails or anything like that really can be solved by some simple upfront communication. Number six, your domain authority or domain health, in which is often the term used in the email marketing deliverability world. And that's how trustworthy is your domain. Google, which owns a majority of the market with Gmail, even now really gaining traction in the business world with people using domain names on their G Suite platform, they're ranking domain authority. And one of many variables that goes into deciding where your email goes. But with that domain authority in their ranking worlds low, you're going to go into spam or into some folder or tab that you don't want to be in. Really want to protect that domain authority. One challenge that I've seen recently is Microsoft 365 has been very aggressive in ranking domains low. And we've been able to get, I wouldn't say fight that, but mitigate that. But I think I look today and still it's like 60%, 40%. There's still 40% of our emails aren't getting in because they're saying our domain is low, when we actually, our domain health rank authority is really high. Now, you can get your email provider to help you with that. We use ConvertKit. I'll put a link to that in the show notes because I highly recommend them, not just because of their features, but also because of their service, because they have deliverability experts at ConvertKit to help you relatively quickly, because they want you to have a good domain name, health, or authority. They want your open rates, because if you don't have that, then you're going to churn out of their company. So they are very good. I think MailChimp is generally good. We haven't used MailChimp in a long time. So like on what's happened, they were sold to Intuit. I don't expect that they would have anything dramatic happen in their company, really big, but I'm sure they can help. But reach out to whoever your email hosting provider is. They should be engagement. Now, we measure engagement by getting people to reply. That's how we're measuring engagement. The click-through rate is an engagement metric. The open rate is a metric, but actually getting people to reply to your emails shows that people are reading them, and this actually sends a message to Gmail as well that your emails are of value, and they are actually measuring how many times people reply to an email you send out, even if it's a list. So I want to talk to our people on our list, interact with them, figure out what they want. I'd like to stay close to customers or potential customers, and that's what we're measuring. So how many replies? We sent out an email today and to a segment of our list, and we got a ton of replies. Probably got 10 in the inbox out of a few hundred in that specific segment that we sent out. Was a group of students from one of our classes. So that I see is high. They're reading the emails. They're talking. I can talk to them one-on-one. If you're really big and you're doing 50, 100, several hundred million dollars in revenue, you could say that would be hard as a business owner, but your company will probably have people, should have people in the customer success department that can engage in that way, that can support your marketing department so that marketing can actually deliver the messages to get the leads turned over. That you decide how you want to measure engagement, but engagement is important for all the reasons. Are your people on your list, email list, interested in what you have to say? And that metrics helps you with deliverability. Device statistics. So what devices are people using? It's not terribly hard to figure that out, but with iPhone and Android, but you could have mostly Android users. And if that's the case, then maybe you want to format your emails differently, or maybe you want to talk about things differently. If they're iPhone users, the same thing goes. So I like to watch the device stats. Our lists, email lists, are big enough that they generally fall more into the norms of what you see out there with iPhones mostly commanding the market. But like I said, good to watch. And net new ads, one of the most important things, we want to grow our email list. I believe still that the email list is probably, maybe other than collecting people's phone numbers that I think will be used, I don't think we're there yet, but for text message marketing, it's at least getting more accepted for service or product that you buy updates, I think. I don't like a million messages in my text still. I think I see some people still send them out, but email, going back to that, email just gives you the ability to talk one-on-one, and it's talked about a lot, but I think it's worth mentioning as a reminder, because we can get lost in a lot of the marketing that hits us, that we should be marketing on TikTok and we should be marketing on Instagram and we should be doing local ads on Google, and the list goes on, or Yelp advertising, whatever it is, which I do think those can be important, or LinkedIn comes in. All these things definitely are important. The challenge is that we don't control that platform. And ultimately, now you're going to have to pay to reach your audience. You're just not reaching all your followers. With the email list, think about getting a 40% open rate. That's pretty high, considering that on some of these social media platforms, you're lucky to be reaching 3%. That's 3% that see it. The quote unquote open rate, which you could equate to how long they actually sit there and read your message, post, picture, reel, whatever that is. I don't know. It's so low on those platforms that I think on YouTube, it's 10 seconds. I think Facebook, I'm going off the top of my head, is 7 seconds or something engagement. I mean, if that gives you an idea where at least if someone opens the email, they're at least going to glance through that email. And if you write your emails correctly, you will get people engaged and deliver them some value. So those are 9 email metrics that you should be tracking and know about. As a review, the first one was open rate. Second is bounce rate. Third is click-through rate, conversion rate, spam reporting, domain health or authority, engagement, whatever you define that, device statistics, and net new ad. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe so you don't miss our future shows. Thanks for joining today, and we'll see you soon. Bye, everyone.